Today, the Trump administration took the first official step toward allowing oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The Department of Interior released a notice saying it will hold no fewer than two oil lease sales in a 1.6 million acre portion of the refuge, known as the 1002 area or the coastal plain. It adds those lease sales must be held by December 2024. The announcement kicks off the first public comment period on drilling in the refuge. Interior said it will hold public meetings in Anchorage, Arctic Village, Fairbanks, Koktovik, and Utqiagvik. It did not announce any meeting locations outside Alaska. Kara Moriarty, president of the Alaska Oil and Gas Association, thinks that's a good idea.
I'm encouraged that the Department of Interior is not having a scoping meeting in D.C., and they're not having a scoping meeting in California or Washington or other areas of the country, that their sole mission in life is to keep our resources locked in the ground.
Moriarty says that's because a lot of the opposition to drilling in ANWR comes from the lower 48, while many Alaskans support it. But Bernadette Dementev, executive director of the Gwich'in Steering Committee, thinks the number of Alaskans who don't want oil development in the refuge is growing.
You know, this place has been protected so long that people just thought it would never open. But now that it is, I have faith that many Alaska Natives are going to stand up against it.
The public now has until June 19th to submit comments to the Bureau of Land Management. Interior will announce the times and locations of the public meetings in late May.